You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast. There's a letter I never sent, but I wrote to your family, your mother and father, the people back home, about some far distant tragedy. Oh, back when I took you away from the land where you had grown to a life. Up in these hills, you and me, mad and wild alone. Ooh, this letter's written with love. Ooh, ooh, and this letter's written in blood.
Delaney Davidson and Marlon Williams with Blood Letter. Delaney and Marlon are playing at Save the Bee at the Auckland Town Hall on Wednesday the 20th of December. And Delaney's also got new music out and we have him on the line. Morena, Delaney. How are you this morning?
Hey, kia ora, Stella. I'm good. How's things with you?
It's Rachel here, but it is good. So we're going well.
Just testing.
1, 2, 3. It's good to have on the show this morning, Delaney, because there's exciting stuff in the future, near future, for you and for us. We're very pleased that you guys are going to be playing Save the Bee. Thanks for coming up and being part of our party.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a good cause, obviously, and there's a long relationship there with BFM going up over the years, talking, bringing different various guests and people in to speak about what's going on, and always, you know, interesting to listen to a station that keeps things fresh and
Hard. Well, I'm pleased that you guys are going to be able to be part of the festivities on the 20th of December. If people haven't got their tickets yet, Ticketmaster is the place to go. But you've been busy with other things as well, Delaney, because you've got a record coming out soon called Out of My Head, which is a bit of a sort of pandemic deep dive for you, or perhaps getting out of that space. What have you been sort of percolating on and thinking about over the last few years?
Oh, a lot of stuff. I mean, it's been obviously... it's one of those weird things that we go through, and then all of a sudden we're expected to be over it all and forget about it and get on with life. But during that time, it was super intense, obviously, for all of us. And I just remember that feeling of being someone who traveled a lot, and that was part of my work, and touring, especially through European territories, Eastern Europe, Japan, places like that, and having that suddenly... shrink to okay, this is your own backyard, this is your territory now, you know, this is the table, you sit at your table, and you if you really are feeling brave, you'll go out to the supermarket and come back and wash all the things you've bought with soap and water. So I just remember doing a lot of writing, and I remember Beck Ronga was saying something about just write, and I thought that's a great idea. So I'd get up every morning and I'd make a pot of coffee, and I'd sit down at the table, and I'd be like, okay, you're not allowed to get up and do anything else until you've got a song pretty much here, you know, so at least you know you can sing your way partly through it. Maybe it's not perfectly finished, but you've got the main shape of it sort of hacked out. So I sort of would do that every day, and these songs just started building up, and about a lot of different things, you know, reflecting on love a lot of the time, or just generally that emotional state. And I especially think because we were in such a reflective time, a lot of the songs show that. And then there's a lot of guest writes as well. So there's a co-write with Hayley Westenra, who came around and wanted to write a song with me. Me and Sam Scott wrote a song together. There's a co-write with Marlon. There's always several of those floating around in the ether, and a young woman I met called Miranda Easton came around, and we wrote a song together. So on my albums there's generally a couple of co-writes, because it's something I really believe in. So you always end up with some songs you love that you haven't sort of created solely yourself. Yeah,
you are an expert collaborator, and you have in recent years as well also lent a lot of your collaboration to other people's projects, like Marlon and Troy, of course, also Tammy Nelson and Willie Nelson. No big deal there, Delaney, but quite the flex to have a co-write with Willie Nelson up your sleeve as well. It's sort of a different thing though when you apply it to your own music, I expect, rather than, you know, feeling like you're stepping into someone else's project. Do you feel like you have to shift your headspace at all, or is it much of the same?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head there. And I mean, doing a lot of production, as you mentioned, with different people, it's always a huge benefit that you aren't that person, that you can see them from the outside. And when it comes to your own music, you just don't have that ability, you know. There's no way you can do that. It's not a possibility. So I'd ask for a lot of help with this album from people, from Marlon with the vocal coaching. He really helped me to navigate through a lot of that territory, which is something I'd never tried before. And just I remember with this album, there seemed to be this feeling that it's not in a rush to come out, so take time with it. And obviously the last release from me was 2018, so it's a long time ago, and this thing seemed to, I mean, I get impatient quite easily, but I remember just having to tell myself, no, just get it right, you know, take the time with it and make it really, really work.
Yeah, and it feels like kind of exploring the pandemic space, because I completely agree with you, it is so surreal how we've just lived through this insane experience, this hopefully, touch wood, once in a lifetime experience, and then now we just have to carry on like everything's back to normal. It's a total mind melt to try and match those things up. So I imagine sort of accessing the things you were thinking about and reflecting on in that time is quite a strange experience too. Were you surprised by some of the things you found, you know, coming out of your pen when you were in that writing space?
Yeah, especially listening back to it now, it's totally, like you say, you know, like you sort of think, oh my God, was I really writing about that? Or did I, is that something, I guess because you spend so much time by yourself, you have this exposure to yourself, is a weird way to put it, but it felt a bit like that. So you start to really explore a lot of these territories emotionally you might not go to if you're busy and out there and doing stuff. So they feel some of the distillation of emotional messaging, I guess you might want to put it, felt like it was really that's interesting for me to listen back to. And sometimes you're like, oh, it's quite on the nose there, or personal raw kind of things, but at the same time the reflective nature helps it feel quite not polished. There's a polished production to it that helps offset that, but there's also this kind of feeling that because you are reflective and because you are not rushing through things, it's not jarring in a way.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
How did you settle on Don't Walk Away from Love as your first single for this new chapter of music for yourself, Delaney?
It always kind of stuck with me as a message, you know, like it comes down a lot of the time for me when I do go about songwriting, the first question is why, you know, why you want to write this song? What is it that you're wanting to bring into the world here? Because otherwise, if you don't ask that question, you end up with all these freakish creations that you don't really know. Is this a bit, you know, you maybe follow some emotional whim and you end up with the song that's just not, you don't even know why it's around kind of thing. But
yeah.
I think especially at the moment, just so much pain and horror in the world, and some message like this feels like it's appropriate, you know. It's a nice thing to just remind yourself. Because we do take these, we do come to these points where we have to choose, you know, are we going to choose love or are we going to choose charging off after some carrot money dangled in the air, or are we commercially driven? Why do we write even? Are we writing only for album release, or do we write because we love what we do, you know? So
yeah,
I think reminding myself of that, and I remember hearing it, someone said it to me years ago, and like that echoed this scene in Wild at Heart with the ferry in David Lynch's film, when Sailor gets beaten up by that gang, and the ferry appears to him and says, "Don't walk away from love, Sailor," and you're like, oh my God, that's such a that's such a strong thing to carry
totally.
Through your life. It leads you into some beautiful places and painful places, but you don't want to walk away from it.
No, absolutely. And I think also when people talk about love in music or in poetry or in art in any form, you know, when you really drill into it, it is some of the most essential stuff. And perhaps that's why there's cliches and there's ideas that sort of feel timeless and stuff. But actually, when you drill into those, that's because they're true. You know, there's a truism at its heart, really. And I think that this is a really strong starting point for, I guess, this new phase of music for you, Delaney. I'm really excited about the record. Out of My Head, it's going to be...
Yeah, well, like you say, with art and expression, if you look back over most of the songs or things people have created, that is our highest form of expression is love.
Yeah.
So it's no small wonder it's always going to be about that.
Well, I'm looking forward to... Oh, sorry, carry on, Delaney.
Yeah, I was just going to plug the shows shamelessly.
Please, I was about to do the same thing. Great minds, there we go.
We're going to be touring the album release, which is March 22nd, but we'll be touring it through April with Chamber Music New Zealand. So I'll have a band, and I'll also have a string section with me as well, so we can realise the lushness of these recordings, and that'll be really a lovely way to tour it.
Absolutely. Well, I'm really excited for that, and excited to see you at Save the Bee with Marlon on the 20th of December. As you mentioned, the album's out on the 22nd of March, and we're going to have a listen to this first single now. Thank you so much, Delaney, for speaking with us. We'll see you very soon.
Yeah, all the dates, I'll just mention the dates, they're all up on the website at the moment. So if people do want to start grabbing tickets for those, they're going to go quick, I reckon.
Hard out April next year for us here in Tāmaki Makaurau. Where are we catching you? I'm sorry, I just scrolled right past what I'm looking for. Q Theatre on the 20th of April. That's going to be a really special show. So thanks so much, Delaney. We'll see you in a couple of weeks at Save the Bee. This is your brand new single, Don't Walk Away From Love. Have a great morning.
You too, Rachel. Thanks a lot.
Don't walk away from love. Don't trade away the things that you have won for a lonely team of one. Remember just how far that you have come. If you don't stay and walk away, do you really think that you can find another way? Ooh, take it slowly now. The same old wind that brings the clouds will blow them far away.
Don't walk away from love. I was listening to the lyrics by Delaney Davidson. That's brand new from Delaney. You can go to his website, Delaney Davidson, to find the links to the tickets for his show, DelaneyDavidson.com. He'll be playing at the Q Theatre here in Tāmaki Makaurau on the 20th of April. And on the 20th of December, you can catch him and Marlon Williams as part of Save the Bee, alongside a whole bunch of good ones. Aroha, Concord Dawn playing their last ever show. Ebony Lamb, Lips, Princess Chelsea, Rock and Roll Machine playing their first show in over 10 years. Shehard playing Churn in Full to celebrate its 30th anniversary. Tiny Ruins and Voom. And it is going to be a huge night 2 days before the end of the work year. So get into it. That is Ticketmaster if you want to come along to Save the Bee.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.